Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What the hell is that giant bruise on your arm?
I've just burnt myself on my hot water bottle.
How the hell do you burn yourself on your hot water bottle?
I didn't notice. I was like cuddling it. Didn't notice it was burning. And now my arm is in so much pain.
Oh, really, you're an idiot.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we remedy our routines. We're taking a look at our routines. We're discussing routines of very famous people. We're looking at routines in every aspect of our lives and basically, well, talking about what we should do regularly on a daily basis. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 56. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you've been here since the very first episode, you deserve, frankly, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Because it is...
For putting up with us for all that time.
56 weeks. Absolutely remarkable.
56 weeks now?
Yeah, episode 56.
Time flies, man.
Time really does. And thanks so much for your support. And if you haven't left us an iTunes review, we really need you to. So just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM and click 5 stars. Anything less than that, we don't count in our heads. So it needs
Sorry
to be 5 stars.
That,
sorry about that. It needs to be 5 stars or nothing. And if you want to check out all previous episodes, and we're talking episodes about... We rounded up the end of 2016. We talked about Christmas. We've talked about Tinder, tea, Eurovision, Lent.
What haven't we talked about?
What haven't we talked about? Please do check them out. audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. And if they're on Twitter's Lucy, they can do so.
Sure can.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Twitter page though.
At Luke and Lucy FM.
Thanks. That's great. That's great. You're too obsessed with this burn.
About
your burn.
I mean,
really, Lucy, how thick are you as an individual?
So painful.
Honestly, if you didn't catch the beginning of the
podcast... Going out as well tonight.
Oh, people are going to think you're being hit.
They are.
Maybe. But maybe, Lucy, you know, maybe we need, other than that booze, what's the true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
They are. They're going to think it's domestic abuse.
Your words. what's the true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Okay, a true fact about me is that for the first time ever...
Uh-huh.
I'd not eat pancakes on pancake day this week.
Wow, that is a remarkable true fact.
I
mean, truly, what happened? Was you too busy? But you shouldn't go anywhere near hot objects, though.
I know, I really shouldn't, to be fair. Because I literally burnt myself the other week on my Chinese.
Oh,
so now,
what, you wanted a Chinese takeaway and you burned your finger?
No, I went out for a Chinese. You know the sizzling dishes?
Yeah, put your finger on it.
Yeah, the really hot plate, yeah.
So the true fact is you burn yourself on hot foods.
Burn myself.
Who would have thought it? You think they come with a warning?
On a regular basis.
How odd. I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me, I did an experience this week that I've never done before.
Okay.
And it's called Go Ape.
Oh, yeah.
And basically you swing like
a monkey
off branches and you hang around trees and various things like that.
Do you wish you was a monkey?
Yeah, well, you know what? I might as well be the best monkey because honestly, it was brilliant. I had the best time. I went with my girlfriend and 2 friends and I proved I had the bigger balls of the entire group.
Oh, wow. And they were all girls, weren't they?
That's also
true. So that's
true.
Not really that hard to do.
But honestly, I even you know, the worst bit is I pushed a 14-year-old was in front of me on what you call the suicide swing.
Oh, wow.
And it was so windy, the tree platform I was on, I thought I need to do this jump to get off this platform, and she was really not jumping in front of me, so I kind of nudged her with my foot.
Did you seriously?
Nudged her with my foot.
Oh,
got her off.
Wow. I hope she sues you.
I hope she listens to the podcast and leaves us a 5-star review. That's what I hope.
I think she'll leave us a -5-star review.
That's not possible. So, you know, the thing is though, Lucy, right, and before that, I've been doing a lot this week about kind of like monotonous and routines, and I feel as though this would be a perfect time for this episode. You know, we want to try and remedy our routines, maybe change it up a bit if we can.
Are you feeling that your life's a bit boring at the minute?
The definition of a routine, right, Lucy, is a constant series of actions done on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so talk me through Lucy Hilton's routines.
Well, I guess my morning routine is always the same. So I'll get up, I'll have a shower, then I'll do my makeup.
You literally physically wake up straight to the shower.
Yeah, straight to the shower. Do makeup.
Alicia clean.
Brush my teeth.
Alicia clean.
And then do my lipsticks, finish makeup off, do my hair, and then put my clothes on. Then I'm good to go.
So the last thing you do is put clothes on. So from the bed to the shower, what are you wearing?
My little dressing gown.
That's it?
Yeah.
You sleep in your dressing gown, so you get your dressing gown on?
I have my PJs on.
Oh, wow, right. So you're literally just... I mean, that's
cozies?
Quite... Do you think that's a normal... Most people do that sort of routine?
I don't know, actually. I've never, like, got up and got dressed in the morning with somebody who...
That's a woman.
That's a woman.
Right. I mean, that's not that hard to believe.
At some point.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, for me, a morning routine is quite easy. I physically wake up, and as you know, and I've mentioned previously in the podcast, I've got a debilitating eye disease. So I put eye drops in, literally the first thing I do, because my eyes are burning me. Do my eye drops. I then go downstairs. I have a cup of coffee, literally the first thing I do in the morning, I have a cup of coffee. And then I go back upstairs and begin to get dressed. But
okay.
I cannot function in the morning unless I have a cup of coffee now.
I think a lot of the population can't. I've never had coffee, so I don't rely on it.
I think I'm preaching to the choir here. And if
it's
you have
like
got
drugs for you, then isn't
in
it?
A way, if you have got an addiction like myself, there were people out there like me who
do
you can
need
help
to go
you.
To like a
we can go
to
we can no, we don't need. We're self medicating with coffee. So
hi, you're Luke Marsden, and you have
hi,
a coffee
I do
addiction.
Have a coffee addiction. It's a caffeine addiction, I'd say. So you know, if you've got one with me, join me in solidarity, brothers and sisters, at Luke and Lucy FM. But you know, and the thing is that a lot of people have routines in every aspect of life, so it's not just a morning, but I think a lot of people are having routines in the morning. That's probably the most common one, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Work routines.
I mean, what's a work...
There's nighttime routines as well.
There's definitely night. A lot of people, I mean, like my girlfriend, for example, she has a very strict ritual at nighttime where she pretty much has to check... catch up on her social media. So whenever she's not watching a day,
she has
to scroll all the way through Instagram, all the way through Twitter, all the way through Facebook. Oh, we're not done yet. All the way through Snapchat. Then she'll hop over to Pinterest, and then she'll go all the way over to the time hop to see what memories she skipped on. Probably the memories that you've you looking at your routines for the past 5 years.
That's it. I think a lot of people do that now. I can't go to bed
it's
without
exhausting.
Checking Instagram.
The thing is, though, Lucy, it is absolutely exhausting because I'm lying.
It's not supposed to be good for your sleep either.
Well, no, it's not supposed to be good for your sleep. And you're lying in bed with somebody who has to religiously, literally go through this routine every single night, and you're exhausted. You're exhausted because you try and go to sleep. Swipe, swipe, swipe.
You'll have to turn your back away from her.
Honestly, I'm turning my life away from her. That's what that's. I mean, like, because
bold
it's
statement.
But do you not? I mean, do you do the same thing? I bet your boyfriend. Yes, I said boyfriend. I bet your boyfriend is just exhausted by you if you're doing that every night. What was if he wants to do
fair,
other things and you're too busy checking Instagram?
He just sits there and watches videos himself.
Really? So he's a very similar routine.
Yeah.
I don't think I can care enough about the outside world.
You'll hate me
world.
Saying that because to be fair, I am worse.
I don't think I care enough about the outside world, Lucy, to catch up on the day that I've missed. There's very specific people that I go and look at because that's part of a routine.
Oh, really?
I'm really
so you stalk people?
Yeah, so I physically search for people. I'm not going to reveal who, but you might
stalkers.
Be one of them. So do I check your tweets on a daily basis? Maybe.
You clearly don't.
Do I not?
I don't tweet on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's why I don't check them. I check every 5 days to see if you're still alive and think, oh, I need to do a podcast this week. So.
Why is she not tweeted about the podcast?
Well, yes, I also do that. I text Lucy on a weekly basis to remind us to plug the podcast. So that's probably a routine. I mean, name some of your work routines, Lucy. For me, I have a coffee at when I get in the morning, 9:05.
Also,
literally at 5:09.
Second coffee of the day.
Second coffee. And then third coffee by 2:00. So
wow.
Actually...
How do you sleep at night?
I don't. I actually find it quite easy to sleep. I think I'm actually drinking decaf coffee without realising it.
Oh, okay.
So what's a work routine for you?
Okay, work routine for me is, I suppose I'll get in, I'll have a glass of water, check my emails, and then I'll go and get my porridge. So I have a nice little bowl of porridge in the morning. And then, well, I used to. I've given up sweets for Lent, right?
Right.
But I used to like get a bit of a sugar craving about midday. So I'd have like a few eclairs stashed in my drawer. However, I've given up sweets, so it's killing me at the minute.
Really?
Like, really killing me. I'm having to chew chewing gum, but that doesn't really stifle the
it's
sugar
It's not
urges.
Supposed to be good for you as well, chewing gum.
Is it not?
No, apparently not.
I didn't know that. But don't tell me this.
You, Lucy, have changed your routine then, right? So you had a routine of sweets, and now you've altered your routine.
I've altered it. There's no sweets anymore.
There's no sweets. So that's quite interesting. I mean,
I'm going cold turkey.
Have you got any kind of relationship routines?
See, I don't, because I've not been in a relationship long enough.
True, yes, very true.
However, I did, my friend who I lived with at uni, she had to religiously see her boyfriend on a Thursday evening, and it really annoyed me. Like, Thursday was the best night to go out. One, it was the best student night.
Uh-huh.
Two, we didn't have lectures in the morning, so we could have been hungover as anything.
Don't
and
God
just stayed
knows
in bed.
What on Thursday night.
And, like, it annoyed me. I couldn't be in the flat because she was there snuggling up to her boyfriend, so I'd be sick in a bucket somewhere.
When you say snuggling, I mean, were they doing more than snuggle?
Probably, because I always went out, so...
Really?
Yeah, and I was just... Yeah, it really upset me.
How many
me,
years did this go on for? 3 years?
No, it was only 1 year.
Still,
I lived
though,
with the 1 year.
I mean, you know, 1 year. Do you still speak
but
to this friend?
But that's like a religious, like, routine in a relationship. Why do you have to see each other on a specific night of the week?
Well, I can't...
Can you not be spontaneous?
Is that what you think, to break routines in a relationship? Because isn't relationships, a lot of them fail because they're so become so routine and monotonous.
Well,
even
think
from
so.
Texts to sex even, it's they're very routine. Like,
always
you have specific
same.
Nights, specific positions, various things like that.
Isn't that the most boring thing in the world, though? Like,
you know
you
what you're
going to
get, though?
What's coming before you get it.
Isn't that the best thing to know what's coming before you get it? Don't a lot of people want to do that?
No, I like surprises.
You like surprises. You like to be taken in the moment in every sense. When I was 16 and I had my first girlfriend, right? Hi, Steph, if you're listening. She won't listen because we don't
hi,
speak
Steph.
Anymore.
Did you do it? To dump her?
No, I think she cheated on me.
Oh,
we don't need to get...
Steph.
We're not on about that. But we had for 3.5 years a very
were
strict...
Were you with her for 3.5 years?
3.5 years,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
3.5 years, 16 to 19.5.
And she cheated on you?
I don't know if she did.
What
I can't
a dirty
corroborate.
Dog.
Yeah, I can't corroborate that. She definitely did.
Oh, you should get your room back, you know.
And I think by what? By cheating on her in a relationship I'm not in years, a decade later.
Maybe just...
But...
I don't know.
The point of the story was that we had a very strict routine. So up to every... Because she was at college and I was at college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would go to hers on a Monday. Every Monday, I would travel from my college to hers, right? I would meet her at the gates of her college every Monday. We'd walk back to hers and Mum would make us tea. We would have the tea. And this went on, by the way, for 3 years every
but
Monday.
It's just if it's like,
every
what if
Wednesday,
things change?
Things picked up on a Wednesday, though,
oh,
because
wow.
her parents went out. So we would...
Have some sexy time.
Yeah, well, after that 2 minutes, we would watch a film, and it didn't matter what the film, it wasn't the same film. But her dad...
Oh, well, that surprises me, because everything else is the same.
And then we would...
Her dad walked in on you?
No, God, no. But this was interesting. This was really interesting. Her dad had the weirdest routine I have ever seen for an evening, a nighttime routine, right? Every night, he would watch... The first two Harry Potter movies every single night.
Stop.
Every night.
That must take about 4 hours.
Well, yeah, they're like two hours each or 4 hours, right? Before he went, even if he fell asleep watching them, he would click play physically. He slept downstairs, right? He slept downstairs and he would click play on this. So much so that the Harry Potter emblem was burned into the TV. Because he played
wasn't.
It every single... Because these are a really old television that burned the resin of the screen onto
serious?
It.
Serious?
Yeah, honestly, it was the craziest thing. And like,
oh
I
my God, that's so weird.
And I got it when the third film wasn't out, but when it did come out, I kind of said to him, Tony,
are you not going to watch the third
are
film?
Are you not going to watch the third film? Well, I might give it a go.
Yeah, but you don't get it. Why do you watch the same film every single night? Well, same two films
he
every night.
He watched the third
and
one.
It's
and then
a child's film.
Yeah,
I know
the
weather
is that.
It,
yeah.
But...
He went back to watching the first two. He didn't like any of those. He's obviously a huge Christopher Columbus fan, clearly.
Do you reckon it's a bit OCD?
Well, I don't know. He's dead now, so it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, he didn't die watching Harry Potter, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't die doing what he loved.
No. That's very
such
true.
A shame.
That is very true, Lucy. So you haven't got... you don't talk about previous relationships, although you should. We're open and curing here on Welcome, Lucy. Did you have any strict routines in your previous relationships?
No, I never have, because I don't like setting a day where you have to see someone, because I've got a lot of friends as well. If I want to see my friend that
have
day...
You?
Yeah, I'm quite friendly. with people.
Do you not, that has been a problem in the past. Do you not set a time and you specifically see your friends?
No, like we'll just say, oh, we're free this day. Like everyone has a change in life, don't they? What if something crops up or something? You don't want to be like, oh no, I'm sorry, I can't see you this day because I'm seeing my boyfriend whom I see every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's just a bit ridiculous, but no like thingy to anyone that does see their boyfriends every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And certainly we don't mean any disrespect to anybody that has a very set routine. There's nothing wrong with that. I know in particular my friend Andrew who listens to the podcast. Hi, Andrew.
Andrew.
He has a very strict routine. He has a very strict set plan. He sees his daughters every other weekend.
Well, then this is the thing. I get that. When it's childcare, you have to.
But there's other people who kind of have routines where they don't necessarily have to follow those sort of guidelines.
Yeah.
I'll give you a prime example. In my relationship, I text Phoebe every morning at 8 a.m.
You don't have to, but that's just nice in a relationship,
8 a.m.,
isn't it?
Though.
But you don't text to the same single thing. 8 a.m.?
Pretty
really?
Much. Oh, morning, really? I'm tired.
So even like on a Saturday when you're up from 4, you'll still text
a
her,
weekday
right?
one. When I'm up on Saturdays for the radio show and then the podcast, I text her maybe 8:30, maybe give myself an extra half an hour. I'm crazy on Saturdays.
Okay.
Do you not text your boyfriend?
Yeah, but I don't have a specific time.
Do you have a template text that you send him?
I think you do.
The thing is, one of the reasons why we want to do this is because we really want to get to grips of people's routines. Do you know there's some weird celebrity routines, though?
No, go on.
Jennifer Aniston, the former Friendster, is well known for her gorgeous good looks and youthful glow. That's very true. But did you know, every single day when she's not working, she woke up at 4:30 a.m. It consists of drinking hot water with a slice of lemon, washing her face with soap and meditating for 30 minutes.
Shut up.
That's exhausting.
What, and then
do
going
that?
Back to bed?
And then, well, either going back to bed or going back to the friend set.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah, apparently then she does 30 minutes.
If she was getting up for work, fair enough. Then but if she just wakes up randomly even when she's not working.
I mean, don't you say you have a weird thing in the shower? You told me before we started recording this.
I have to wash my face 3 times. Yeah, that's my first thing. I wash my face straight away.
Why 4 times?
I don't know. It's just I feel like it's clean after 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit OCD, that, isn't it?
The 18th century novelist Jane Austen, most famous for writing Pride and Prejudice, Lucy, you'll probably know that because you're a big book nerd.
Big Pride and Prejudice fan.
She had quite a routine, right? She would help out. Okay, so you'll love this, right? Every single morning, she would make her brothers and sisters breakfast. That's quite a nice thing to do, right? And then, as she began to lose her insanity a little bit and her brothers and sisters died, she would get up every morning and still make them breakfast, even though they died.
Wow.
I mean, that's a little bit weird, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Also, all her notes and books that she would write every morning, every night after she finished writing, she would hide them under a mattress. And every morning, she'd get them out from under the mattress. I don't know if that's a routine or just being clever that somebody would try and steal her books.
Maybe. They do say the cleverest people are the most craziest.
Yeah, it is a bit weird, right?
Yeah.
Now, Her Majesty the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, who we know is a huge fan of Luke and Lucy FM.
We love Queen Elizabth.
We would like, very much like a royal seal of approval, though, like deadly serious.
No.
We need
wanted
that.
Send us a telegram.
The Queen recently reported, and she's obviously the longest serving monarch, British monarch in history now, and she's recently celebrated a sapphire jubilee.
Oh,
right?
Cute.
But she has a very strict routine, as you'd expect from one of the Queen's standard.
Why not?
Her Majesty wakes up at 7:30 a.m. every morning and takes a Twining English breakfast tea in the same bone china cup and saucer, okay, that she's used for 40 years.
No.
She has milk.
What a little cutie.
She has milk, no sugar, and cookies brought into her room by a maid every morning at 7:30 a.m. Okay.
I wonder what time those maids start work.
Well, I imagine if you're baking cookies
probably
for the Queen.
Go home.
But we're chained to the kitchen, rappling up some chalk chips for her. After that, the Queen takes a bath.
A bath?
So she has a bath. And then she joins her husband, Prince Philip, for cereal, apparently cornflakes, which is kept in a Tupperware container.
Oh, cutie.
The Queen then catches up on the racing news every morning.
Kellogg's does well for Kellogg's, that, doesn't it?
She's a big fan of Radio 4. She then pops Radio 4 on. The only time that she diverts away from this routine is during the Christmas period when, quote, the Queen's household is a little busier.
Aww.
What a load of crap.
What a
baby. Frankly, we are financing this as taxpayers.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
You was raving about the Queen a second ago.
Can she not have little cornflakes? I mean, we're on a credit crunch here. The nation's in disarray.
Credit crunch. Is that a pun, that? Cornflakes.
Apparently, everyone's favourite socialite, Kim Kardashian, has a very strict, similar to yourself, Lucy, makeup routine, although her makeup, I imagine, would be very, very expensive. The socialite apparently gets up at 6 a.m. every single day and has her very first layer of makeup put on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. So then once she does that, she likes to...
6 a.m.
Just to put the first layer on. How many layers is she wearing? She then chats to North. Oh, that's the baby that's not looking for a geographical location.
Cutie pie.
She then goes for a run within her gated community.
What, with the makeup on?
With the makeup on, right. I know,
why
that's a bit weird. And then she comes back and spends 2 hours every single morning on the rest of her face.
Surely she'd have a shower before that.
I don't know. That's the thing. It didn't mention that. Maybe she doesn't shower that much, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, she must do. Come on.
Do you think?
If you're that rich, surely you can afford to have a shower.
Possibly. I mean, like, you're hearing some of these routines here, Lucy, and do you think to yourself... Could you do this? It's exhausting. I mean, you know, we've got work to do. Kardashian's got...
She doesn't have work.
Kanye to do.
This is what I don't get. Like, people like that who don't work, why are they still so up so early?
What would you be doing on her? How would your routine differ if you was unemployed and or rich?
Okay, I would only wake up then at 8:30.
Oh, that's okay. Giving yourself a little lie-in.
Have a little lie-in. I do love my sleep. And then it'll probably be the same. I'll get up, I'll get ready, so I'm ready for the day. And then whatever my day consists of after that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not giving yourself a routine?
No, I have to be honest, I'm not a big fan of routine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as you've established on this episode, Lucy. What about family routines? When you've been on holidays, is there anything in particular that you do?
No.
No?
Just go on holiday?
You know,
chill
when I,
out.
Really? So,
yeah.
So your family wasn't even routined in the sense that, you know, you never went to the certain holiday destination the exact same time every year?
We've been to, like, Vilamoura quite a lot in Portugal, but we wouldn't say, oh, we have to go there. Do you know what I mean? We've tried different places.
And, yeah, there's not... So when I was...
Not routined at all. Why yours?
When I was a kid, yeah. For maybe 10 years in a row, we went to Blackpool in the summer and then Benidorm towards the autumn just before school. Yeah, and it was the same place. Same hotels, same destination for about 10 years.
Yeah, like if you've grown up, like having routines like that, you're more likely to do it yourself when you're an adult.
And you carry them forward.
Yeah, whereas because I've not grown up within... Obviously, you have the standard routines when you're a kid, like school and stuff, but because I've not grown up having like a routine saying holidays, I'm not going to follow them now.
Well, on that note, Lucy, we are routined out of time here on Luke and Lucy FM. Did you have something else to say about routines then, Lucy?
No, I was just going to say about night out routines, so that's not very
exciting. Well, what is your night out routine?
It's just when you go with the girls, you get yourself ready.
I don't know, I have lad friends.
I have a glass of Prosecco, yeah. Then go around to one of the girls.
Same girl?
We normally go around to my friend Christina's because she's
Christina.
Got the little party house. And then, yeah, we put some tunes on. Nikki's usually the DJ. And then have some Prosecco, have a chat, sing Simply Red from Fairground.
Is it always Simply Red?
Well, we always bank that on at one point.
Wow, so, I mean, yeah.
And then go into town.
Is this not just... And you go to the same places?
Well, if you go in Wigan, you should know this. You always go to the same place. You go to, like, Revs or Ibiza or you, example. Where do you go?
No, I don't like Revolution. It's full of stuck-up girls who think the... In fact, actually, I think I saw you in there once, Lucy. On that note...
Do you want to have a pen flown at your face?
No, I definitely do not. And that's a reference to the very first episode. If you've not checked that out, please do. Search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that if... You know what? Actually, Lucy, I just want to point out as well, podcast-wise, the podcast is very routine. It goes on 1 minute past nine.
This is true.
UK time every
true.
Sunday night.
We record it every 10 o'clock every Saturday.
Every Saturday. So these are very routine. So there's a bit behind the scenes on the podcast, and we hope it is part of your routine. And if it isn't, part of your friend's routine, tell your friends you've heard a great podcast, so you want to get on that. Just search Luke and Lucy FM for previous episodes, and we are back with episode 57 next week. And Lucy, we are quite routine because we've got the same closing exit of as we had since day
this
one.
This is true.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, bang it on.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
We're ready for it. Okay, here's our closing routine, Mr. Marcus Bentley.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.